Welcome to Fat You Week 40. Week 39 was a mystery ghost episode.
A lot of alcohol in my controllers, not going to lie.
That's good.
And that, dip. That, I used to drop a lot of dip.
Yeah, so. I've had a lot of dip. That's a previous conversation that we're rolling right into. Last week, we recorded a show.
We did.
We faced some complications.
Some
things we can't legally mention on the air.
Technicalities, technical.
It was a crazy week.
Technicalities.
So I said technicalities.
There may or may not have been a stuffed buffalo involved.
Whoa. NDA, cuz.
NDA.
Non-disclosure agreements.
Let's be real.
That's why I said there may or may not have been.
Whoa.
That's Berardi talking about too much.
I'm going to start the show.
Yeah, start it.
There's a headline right here that says, I've been an abortion doula 2,000 times. I don't know what that means.
Got me.
Doula?
Doula? It's D-O-U-L-A.
Doula?
Guys, Doula. The show's starting.
I don't know what that word means.
I just saw abortion 2,000 times, and it blew my mind. I don't
That's
know.
A lot of abortions.
Welcome to Fat You Week 40. We have a great show for you today. Big we have a brand zero. New format that we're trying. It's cutting edge. It's never before seen. So we'll give it a shot. We're going to start with our favorite headlines for the week. First one, here's a funny one, guys. Texas shooting at one-year-old's birthday party.
This could not necessarily.
This is the most Texas shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. 1-year-old had a birthday party, a toddler's birthday party at Texas, and an altercation occurred that led to gunfire.
Between two families.
Two families.
Specifically, was a big hit in the articles I was reading. They were really pushing that it was between two separate families, the gunfire.
Mm-hmm. I'm reading that.
That was a like heavy note I got.
You can't insult the house. Four died.
Yeah, that's some Texas shit.
So it's already some Texas shit to have gunshots at a toddler's birthday party. By the way, this is the first birthday party this kid's ever had. So the bar is forever for the gunshots at his birthday party.
He's not going to remember it.
It doesn't matter. It's all about the legend. Hey, guess what? My first birthday party, 4 people died.
So I think that first birthday is for really the adults.
Oh, of course.
That's true. Do you think this is just a thing they do?
Yeah, dude.
Like, hey, we're having babies just so we can throw parties and then kill each other.
Have you ever been to like a first or second birthday party?
Yeah.
Like the parents just turn up.
Drink. Yeah.
And then the grandparents are there to put the kid to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I really wish I knew more about what the, they didn't, it says that it wasn't specified what the
argument
was about.
Yeah, they didn't get into like the specifics.
It's and
that's
juicy.
That's horse shit. I need to know.
Yeah.
I need to know.
That's got to be a juicy conversation.
Like, It couldn't have been like one person just stepped on someone else's shoes. Like, nah.
If you could create the narrative yourself, what would the argument be about?
So the one family's gay cousin was sleeping with the father of the kid.
Ooh.
Who's like a really hood person.
Ooh.
Okay.
Like really going against like heteronormative stuff here with mine.
Got it. I like that one.
That's what I'm going after.
Affairs, I think, are definitely... Like the first thing you go to, but affair. That one's different in Texas too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm shooting for the fences here.
I love Brian. You got any good ones?
I was thinking more of a street beef.
Okay.
Maybe.
Like a Romeo Juliet type thing. Their family's got bad blood.
Ooh. Maybe.
It's historic.
I was thinking more of Hatfield McCoy since it's Texas.
All right. Damn. All right. I like that.
All right.
Mine was a Claster coaster dispute. Where one person didn't use a coaster that led to gunshots.
I don't think they.
That's really what I don't think any of that happened. Well, maybe yours.
I don't know.
Your Billy's sounds like it's pretty reasonable. I don't know.
They got the FBI to come and fucking investigate this.
Yeah, four people died, dude.
That's crazy.
At a birthday party. This is crazy.
The feds be watching.
Yeah.
Feds be watching.
Let's move into Brain's India Watch.
India Watch.
We got a
India
good one.
Watch, India Watch. So what's killing people in India this week, guys?
Water. Parasites.
Tigers.
Nice.
So, officials.
That was like my third guess.
Yeah.
In and around the town of Pandhar Kawada. Okay. I don't know if I'm saying this right. Pankar Hawada.
Yeah, Pankar Hawada.
Yeah.
Good effort. Mm-hmm.
So, more than 13 people have died from a tiger.
Goddamn.
A female tiger is on the loose.
It's just out there?
Yeah. So, in their district, there's about 600 wild tigers because it's in, like, India, you know, home of the tigers.
Place tigers are from.
So, over the last 4 years, 13 people have been attacked by this one tiger. And they know this because it's... I don't know how they know this.
How do they know it's the same
That's
tiger?
What I was thinking. Yeah. I was
like
just reading.
4 year period, this could be any motherfucking tiger out there.
I've never been able to see a tiger and be like, oh,
that's that tiger.
Except for Tony.
I was just going to say that.
Because they're crazy.
Or the one from LSU, Go Tigers.
Oh, yeah.
Go Tigers. Hold that tiger.
Hold it.
Actually,
tiger.
No.
Hold
I'll be honest. Tiger. Mike the Tiger, I hold don't know tiger. What Mike the Tiger that is. It could be any tiger.
The tiger from Hangover.
Nope.
Mike Tyson's tiger.
Nope. Looks like
Mike
normal
Tyson's
ass tiger
fake
to me.
Tiger.
Was that not a real tiger?
No, it's a real tiger, but I don't think it was Mike Tyson's.
That one might not have been.
No.
But Mike Tyson does have a tiger.
Probably.
No, he does.
LSU has
a
tiger.
He has pigeons.
Does he? I don't trust anybody that has pigeons as pets.
No, he flips
That's
them
wild.
Too.
That's
he
worse.
Like claps and they do crazy stuff
he
in
like,
the air.
Well, that's he like cool. has pigeons.
Yeah.
Okay, like anytime you like can get any it. Birds to do tricks for you on command, then
yeah,
that's all right.
That's the next level.
Yeah. Of then that's okay. That's a whole different thing. Now you're like pigeon man. I like that, actually.
If you had a parrot, do you think it would get removed from your funeral for saying too much profanity?
Yes.
I would hope so.
Yeah, that's the only way to have a parrot and go out.
I just decided what I'm going to do. When I'm on my deathbed, I'm gonna buy a parrot.
Nah, that's
and I'm gonna train it.
Nope, you're cheating.
I'm gonna teach it my eulogy.
Lifelong parrot.
Why does it have to be a lifelong
parrot? Lifelong parrot or bust?
Why? I'm not a pirate.
Don't get a parrot though.
I don't want a parrot.
Lifelong commitment.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'll be dead
longer than kids.
I'll be dead.
I want
to. Won't be my problem anymore. I just want it to say my eulogy.
I'm just get it to say fuck.
That's
the only word.
No, I'd get tired of a parrot real quick.
Yeah, I'd probably eat it.
All right, so this tiger.
So this tiger.
So this tiger, yeah.
So this fucking tiger.
Let's talk about
the
tiger.
So,
how do I know it's the tiger?
So it's just been in and around these like 20, set of 20 villages like in the same area. And that's really all they know. They believed it's a female tiger, a six-year-old female tigress that they've caught before, but they can't prove it, you know. Because they can't get stomach samples and
they
all
can't.
That.
All tigers are innocent until proven
guilty. She's been evading capture for more than 2 years. So how they're getting... They're trying to attract this tiger by using Calvin Klein men's fragrance.
What?
Tiger got taste.
Yeah.
Tigers or hate pepper. They love cinnamon.
Lack of taste.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
Everybody does know.
So in Calvin Klein, they use like a pheromone that tigers like
fucks
excrete.
With.
And that they fuck with, and they're hoping that this attracts the tiger so they can, you know, not shoot it and kill it, but, you know, put it down, like, in a nice way.
Two things.
I'm not sure, like, I don't know.
Two things.
Said they weren't going to kill it, though.
One, were the Indians that died wearing this Calvin Klein body, like... cologne? Because if they
question.
Were, there's a lawsuit on their hands.
Good question.
Second question, if there is a pheromone that people can extract and put into colognes that attract tigers, why wouldn't they just get that same pheromone that they're putting in the cologne and just use it exclusively instead of going out and getting Calvin Klein cologne? That
it's
seems
cheaper.
Stupid.
Probably easier to just get the cologne.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's, yeah.
Okay,
so,
that makes
so that's
sense.
The second
yeah,
question.
Availability.
What was the first question?
The first question was, were the Indians wearing the Calvin Klein cologne
when
they got attacked?
That is a good question.
Calvin Klein said no comment.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh. not trying to get caught up.
Yeah. Is that it?
Yeah, I believe so. So farmers around the area have been making makeshift body armor out of tin and other things.
Look
so
at this guy.
I'm looking at a picture of this guy, and he has like a tin barrel around his skinny chest and his whole body, locked with a padlock. In the middle of this tin armor sitting around his chest. And then around his neck, I think it's like Kevlar mixed with like locks mixed with like metal pieces. And he has a bamboo spear, I believe. So, yeah, that guy's not going to live against a tiger.
I feel like that could potentially fuck him up worse than if he were just naked.
Yeah.
Like, if you crunch that on him, it's just going to stab him in, like, every way.
Yeah.
And having, like, locks, like, padlocks around his neck, like he's Two Chains, makes it look like, I feel like he can't run.
No, not even with that you big can't run body away. Armor around.
I mean, okay, let's be real. You can't run away from a tiger anyway.
No.
But.
They believe this tiger is 195 kilograms, too.
Which is, of course,
just guessing
like 400 weights. Pounds.
What?
I don't know. Something like that.
That's crazy. That's like, wow, out. That's a big cat.
2.2 pounds per kilo.
Wow. There's a metric. Literally.
Something like that. three people got killed in August. Just August alone.
Ooh,
by a tiger.
God
it's,
damn.
It's people killing
it's
month.
It's eating time.
In August. That's awesome. Watch out for tigers,
it's
India.
It's not awesome.
Nope.
I don't know.
I'm never buying Calvin Klein fucking men's fragrance ever again.
I'm not going to a zoo wearing it.
Ooh.
I don't even want to be out in these streets.
What if you get the closest look at the tigers?
Mm.
Well, I mean, you would.
What if it
likes
you?
You would get the closest look.
No,
until
I mean, you're going to stay on your side of the fence.
I mean, if the tiger wants to stay on its side of the fence.
The tiger's kept on its side of the fence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tiger knows where it's supposed to be.
But the tiger's just going to be like, I want to fuck.
Yeah, but can't, they're caged in.
Yeah.
No one cages a tiger. Go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
Next, this article via Bloomberg says that the best countries to live and work in are as follows. Singapore is number one.
I like Asia.
Been I don't know about... Time. Yeah, but Singapore, you get caught...
Chewing
with
gum.
Any evidence of chewing gum, and you're like on 6 months probation.
Yeah,
I don't think you can spit on the street there.
There's a lot of shit you can't do if you get caught with any like evidence that you have been high recently or have plans to get high. That's like jail for 5 years. I'm not exaggerating.
Not going.
I'm going to jail for 5 years.
Yeah.
Immediately upon arrival.
I'm a criminal right now.
Yeah.
I'm a criminal in Singapore.
But Singapore's number one. They are rich as shit though.
Yeah.
I mean, because of all those stupid-ass rules. And you know that people that have the money in Singapore probably aren't obeying those rules. They're probably getting high like...
Oh, yeah. They're doing cocaine off of ladyboys.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Number two is New Zealand.
They film all of the Lord of the Rings there. I'm happy about that. I want to move there.
Yeah.
I believe that.
Yeah. Number three is Germany. That schnitzel.
Yeah. Very...
German beer is fire.
Very, yeah. Very astute. Public transport as well.
Good schools, too.
Time.
Real good schools.
Real good engineering and science schools.
They're happy there, and it's a great place to work, apparently. By the way, there is 10 on here, and we're not even.
I wouldn't even expect us to be top 50.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that doesn't... Yeah,
this place sucks sometimes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Number four is Canada,
eh?
I fucking love Canada.
I can't wait to go to Canada. I'm so excited.
Oh, the strip clubs.
Five, here's a little bit of a trivia question for you. Bahrain.
I don't know where that is still.
Do you know where that is?
I still don't know where that
is.
No,
this is a different place. This is not the place that... Yeah, this isn't the place where we have a bunch of listeners. That's Bhutan.
Oh, yeah.
No, this place is called Bahrain.
Oh, no, that's in like the fucking Middle East somewhere.
Somewhere, yeah. I mean,
do you know anything about
Bahrain?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm guessing it's a rich
I'm trying to find a Bahrainian person.
If I would have guessed, I would have said Philippines somewhere, but that seems wrong now.
I've never heard of that country before, ever. I don't think. Australia is number six.
G'day, mate.
Good eye. Shrimp on the barbie.
I want some kangaroo.
It's already tomorrow in Melbourne.
Australians are time travelers.
Sorry, tomorrow in Melbourne.
Also, this is fake news because Australia is not real.
That's true, yeah.
Actually, Finland's not real.
Finland's not real?
Yeah.
Why?
So Finland accounts for 1% of the world's entire population, but consensus states, well, statistics state that consensuses are up to 1 degree off. So Finland may or may not actually exist.
Okay.
Okay.
Number seven is Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a lot of jokes to make about Sweden, actually.
No, me neither.
Yeah, Zlatan.
Zlatan.
Switzerland is number eight.
They make nice watches and little multi-tools and stuff.
Good, Switzerland good cheese does, yeah. And chocolate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Swiss chocolate's fire.
Number nine is Taiwan.
I watched them on the Little Kid World Series.
I thought like that Taiwan is like where labor was super cheap and everything was made. I thought like
it's, China.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know China's worse, but I thought Taiwan was like right there.
Like it's probably Indonesia changed.
And Micronesia.
Like I know when we were much younger, Taiwan made a lot of goods that we bought, but I think it's probably changed.
It turned it around.
I don't know.
I think I
oh
have
how
a...
the turntables have
you
turned.
Just think of how little like foreign news we actually get about like.
Everywhere.
Yeah, that's true.
What people are actually doing.
And who's telling us about Taiwan, really.
Exactly.
And the last one is the UAE, which I believe is the United Arab Emirates.
Yes, mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah, that would make sense. They got a lot of money there.
They got a lot. Like, that's where Dubai is, right?
They're just building
like,
islands
or
there.
Like surrounds Dubai.
They're like making...
Dubai is his own thing, right?
I think it's not Jordan. They're making a country like an island.
Yeah, they just create islands.
Yeah.
So they say,
no,
fuck it.
I think what you're thinking of is the island they're building to put a country on.
That's pretty cool.
I'm pretty sure that's the situation. It's not?
No. So they're literally putting a canal somewhere, like through their border with a country. I'll look at them.
They're going to make themselves an island?
No, they're making a whole ass country an island.
Yeah, like so they're turning a country that is currently like attached via land to other parts of that continent, and they're making it not do that anymore.
Can we do that with Florida?
Can we, though?
Like, let's be honest.
Or
quick.
Do it to California and just get us away from a country that affiliates themselves with Florida.
No. We got to wait for the earthquake, and then the Central Valley will get beachfront property. We're just waiting on that.
Ooh.
So I think it's Qatar.
Long
they're
game.
Making.
They're turning Qatar into an
they're
island?
They're making a canal through Qatar.
Oh, just shit. To, they could totally do that.
Just to.
Show Bill.
Just to create.
Just
to make that an island?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, it's a perfect peninsula for it.
Yeah.
We could do the same thing to South Florida.
But like, they're not doing it nicely. They're doing it for spite because they hate Qatar.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Either way.
That's racist.
I'm not doing it nicely for Florida either.
That's true. Yeah. No, I'm not throwing stones at anybody. Except for South Floridians.
They're different people.
But so we'll take like your women first.
Floridians in general.
We'll take the South Floridian women and then you can keep everything else.
The swamps and keep that shit. Yeah. Man, keep it.
But they have nice keisters over there.
Zero interest.
I like Kodak Black. He's cool.
Anyway, those are the best countries to live and work in.
The
via
you,
Bloomberg. But... Thank you, Bloomberg.
Thanks, Bloomberg.
Here's a movie idea. Another headline. Decomposed babies found in a Detroit funeral home. A total of 11. that is both a solid movie plot and also a dead baby joke.
Do you remember... Like, all the good dead baby jokes?
Yeah.
I don't remember any of them. I'm always a recipient. I'm never a giver.
How many dead babies does it take to paint a wall?
How many?
Depends on how hard you throw on. Classic.
You probably add in one of those sound effects.
Classic.
Yeah.
That's all I got off the top of my head.
That's a good one.
I don't have baby jokes.
Yeah, that happened. So, apparently, they shut down this Detroit funeral home, and they were... remodeling it or something. There's construction workers in there.
Babies just fell out of the
ceiling? They were dropping
like
the
asbestos?
Ceiling. So they were dropping the ceiling because they were getting rid of an attic. And they dropped the ceiling and in this like big wooden box, or it might have even been cardboard. I have to do research. They just found a bunch of like very late in the process decomposed babies.
Oh, so it's like an episode.
Just like different body parts of these babies, 11 of them, in this box.
It was like the scene from that movie Toys, if they like knocked over a, and just they all fell out.
I never saw Toys.
That's absolutely.
But yeah, kind of like that.
Like,
terrible.
Terrifying that there was just a box of baby parts.
Yeah, the construction workers found it.
Build a baby.
These Detroit construction workers. Oh, like.
Build a bear.
Like build a bear.
Like build a baby workshop. Maybe that's all it was.
He was just piecing together the babies he liked.
Those are just the leftover parts. Yeah.
Maybe it's 12 babies, and the 12th one is alive and well.
That's a good.
There's a spin zone for you.
That's a good feel-good story.
Yeah, I love how 11 we dead, that one alive. Yeah, you know, sometimes you got to crack a few eggs to make an omelet.
It's terrible.
Yeah, that's a
where was this at?
That's a gross. It's in Detroit. And Detroit? Guess what?
That's some Detroit shit for real. Right?
These Detroit construction workers dropped this ceiling and then found this in a box.
That's terrifying.
Imagine having your day spin that way.
Bad day.
Yeah.
Bad day. You probably got part of the day off, though.
Yeah, at least you get the rest of the week off sometime.
Yeah,
maybe.
Or they had to testify over and over and over again to like a bunch of different investigators.
A lot of days off.
Probably. Yeah, a lot of days off. Good call. So, yeah, that happened. So, hide your babies.
Yep, comp time.
Next, we're going to talk about the dancing dinos in this Iowa State football game. Here we go. Here's the video.
This is great radio.
Well, I'm not going to show you the whole thing. I'm just reminding you. But, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So in case you didn't know, a bunch of, like, a whole band's worth of inflatable T-Rexes came out onto this field for this Iowa State football game at halftime.
They played West Virginia, too.
And it was just madness. But the Dinos might be good luck because they won.
Yeah, they beat a rank like number 7 or number 5 or some shit like that, West Virginia. Off of that.
Their choreography could have been a little sharper.
For sure, but
they're in dino costumes.
Hey.
I am of the hopes that someday the inflatable T-Rexes make it to the Super Bowl halftime show.
Mm-hmm.
Because with the kind of money they've got, they could make that spectacular.
I need some like bronchiosauruses and stuff.
I need some other dinosaurs.
Yeah. Maybe a.
Out of all people, I thought for sure Billy would be the one that loved the inflatable T-Rexes.
That sounds real gimmicky.
I like inflatable T-Rexes.
Sometimes gimmicks are good.
Especially because it already happened at a non bowl game college game. Why are they going to take it to the Super Bowl?
Well, they could make it so much better.
Pterodactyls and.
Pterodactyls on like hang gliders.
Triceratops.
It's good for what it is. Let's leave it in Iowa with inflatable T-Rexes dancing to the Jurassic Park opening. I'm fine with that. Doesn't need to go anywhere else.
I feel like people in Iowa, A, thought those were real dinosaurs, and B, were like, hey, where are these creatures from? Like, where are these creatures native from?
They're probably down there from Mexico.
A bunch of chupacabras up there.
That's probably what
chupacabras. Hey, look, honey, it's a chupacabra.
It's probably what they sound like in Iowa.
Get your hot tacos.
I don't know what people from Iowa sound like.
They say tacos.
Tacos?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what they sounded like when I was driving through, but I don't remember. I don't remember ever talking to people.
So that's like, a good call.
They sounded like this.
I know gas was cheap there.
Corn.
Hawkeye football.
Hawkeyes.
Let's do the wave, guys.
Go Iowa! Remember that bar?
Oh, yeah.
Another Iowa first down.
Yeah, that's not good context. You guys don't know what we're talking about. Let's move into shouts and shots.
Go first, Jer.
Okay.
You know you make me wanna shout. Shout.
All right, I will go first. Let me turn to the page and write down on. I already don't remember what the shot was about, even though I wrote it down.
Shouts to Jer's brain.
I know. My shout is to Michael Scott. It's one of my shouts. I have two. First one's to Michael Scott. Steve Carell came out this week and said that if The Office had come out in today's era, that it wouldn't have gone over as well because people are pussies.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yep. Which is a very Michael Scott thing to say. Like he's too stupid to even know that's not that Steve Carell's stupid, but it sounds like something Michael Scott would say when he's too dumb to realize that it's not a nice thing to say about people. But he went and said it, and it's kind of accurate. But furthermore, because it was Michael Scott that said it, it has taken some heat. Like it's gotten some heat on Twitter, and people are like, "Yeah, you know what? People are bitches.
People are bitches.
People are bitches."
And people who normally would be bitching are now bitching on Twitter about how people are bitches.
Yep.
So that's good.
People are a bunch of fucking whores, dude.
Yeah. You're all whores, all of you, every single one.
Every single one of yous.
My shout is also to Ninja, who's a guy that plays video games and gets to hang out with Travis Scott and Drake and be in Samsung commercials.
And a bunch of other people,
That's too. Pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, Ninja's the man.
Yeah, he's killing it. So, and then my shots, I have written down media for Helmet. Oh, yeah, I remember now. So, now the media is getting mad. My shots are to the media. I heard the media today getting mad because a helmet rule wasn't called. So somebody ducked their helmet and a collision was made, and it was a normal football collision any other year but this year, and they didn't call it, which was a good no call. And then the announcer or the commentator was like, oh man, I wonder why that one wasn't called.
Because fuck you, that's why.
Yeah. Exactly.
Eat my ass. Exactly. Shut up. It's a football fucking move.
Yeah.
Because fuck them. That's fuck why.
All right, Brain.
Brain, my shots this week, I'm going to start out with shots, is at Frontier Airlines. They removed a lady who had a squirrel on board. She was it was her emotional support animal. So, yeah, fuck you guys. Let the lady have a squirrel. I don't give a fuck about a squirrel if it's on a flight.
Can we unpack this real quick?
No.
Like, what? What?
Yeah.
A squirrel out of all the animals, like, why did she have to go and be a bitch and have it be a squirrel?
What if she got assigned a squirrel?
Yeah. What if it's her emotional support
animal? Oh,
they
just randomly generate, like, different, like, species of animal that get to be, like...
Oh, fucking no, man.
like, she was like, damn, I'm uncomfortable. I'm going to go to whatever, like, corporation decides...
I'm sure there are people who are scared of dogs that need emotional support animals, and there has to be other ones trained for the job.
Squirrel.
Why obviously. Squirrel such
well,
a
actually,
far reach?
Actually, emotional support animals are unlike service animals in that they're not trained. They're just there because they make their owner feel better. Mm-hmm. So if you have an emotional support animal, it's not trained at all. It's just they need it there because they get anxious without it.
I'm okay with this.
Yes. I'm okay with it.
If you just put that squirrel in the duffel bag, it can't get out.
Like, could you, for like, real. Like, are you just, zip, zip. Are you in line at the emotional support pet store? And you're like, damn, I'm so glad that I got this squirrel because the lady in front of me got an emu.
I would not fuck with an emu. That's crazy.
Fuck that.
I don't know how emotional support animals work.
Yeah. You're my emotional support animal, Jer Bear.
Aw.
And thanks. Bill the Goat. I have two of them.
And Billy Goat.
I think... Weed might be my emotional support animal.
That's fair. Yeah, that's true. Fair. I can't believe that they... What was she... Did she have it, like, stored?
No, she just walked up on the plane with that bitch out.
Okay, good.
And
like,
then
no,
the police removed her.
You can't just have a loose squirrel in an airplane.
That's hey, man.
Crazy.
This is America, okay?
I thought this was America.
Fuck goddamn America. Freedom. Squirrels.
If that flight was coming out of Dallas, they wouldn't be having this problem.
It didn't say where the flight was from. Oh, whatever. Shots at Frontier. And my shout out this week, I have two of them, is to their started production on The Mandalorian Wars for Star Wars.
Ooh. That's exciting.
So can't wait for that to come out in like late 2019.
Is there going
to
be any Skywalkers in it?
Didn't say. It doesn't
I
have.
Fucking hope not.
Any. Details just saying that it started and we got a cool picture.
I'm down.
Did you see the cool picture?
Can we see the picture, please?
No. Ooh, hoo, hoo.
It's pretty cool.
That's dope.
It's the fucking coolest.
That's dope.
All right. And my second shot or shout is to my boy over there, Usain Bolt. Got his
Ooh,
first professional goal in soccer.
Hey. Usain Bolt's playing soccer?
Yeah.
Where
professional
was I for
soccer
this?
Now.
He's a pro soccer player now.
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know who
he's
though.
Raw? Is he good?
He's fast.
He's real fast. Fastest guy to ever live.
He plays striker and he just tries to outrun people.
And
like,
that's exactly.
It's a good strategy.
You have FIFA 19, right?
Yeah.
Is he on there?
I don't know.
I'll
have
check.
To look. I'll
you
have to look.
Got
to
check for that one.
Yeah, I'll Woo. Have to look.
So yeah, shout out to my boy Usain Bolt, fastest man alive.
Attaboy Bolt.
Bill.
All right. My shout this week is to the random gay dude that walked by me last week and said I looked real cute.
That's your shout?
Yeah, that made me feel good.
Yeah, shout out to that dude.
Yeah, like, shouts.
Thanks, man.
I was
making Bill feel like a piece of meat.
Well, this directly ties into my shot, which is being sick. So shots at being sick. But But I was walking around, you know, from class to my car, feeling real poopy.
Poop.
Because I wasn't feeling good. And it was just some random dude walking with a girl. And he was like, damn, he's real cute. And I was like, ooh, I'm the only he on this street right now. Besides him.
You are cute.
And I don't think he's looking in a mirror.
You are cute.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But yeah, shouts out to that guy.
For sure. Thank you for lifting up our Bill's spirits.
Yeah, it made me feel good. Really knocked out that nap afterwards.
Also, I second that shot at being sick, because being sick fucking sucks.
Yeah, my bad, man.
It's okay. Hold on, I lost our shit. Okay. Real quick before we get into the football shit, Jimmy Butler.
Oh, all right. All right, I got the
pull that shit up.
I was trying to think of article, but in my head it was just 50 Cent saying magic dick. Like magic stick. I don't know. I couldn't get past it in my head.
I understand. Blockades.
All right. So Jimmy Butler finally showed up to practice.
Mm-hmm.
After however long he hasn't been practicing with the Timberwolves all summer, basically. And he showed up and basically, like, this is an exaggeration, but basically put his wiener on the ground and was like, yeah, I'm in charge here. I'll fuck all you guys, and I'll back it up with things he did here.
Okay.
So he showed up, took the second and third string players, which I have some names here, including Luol Deng, James Nunnally. Nunnally? I don't know if that's right. And two-way guard Jared Terrell to beat the Timberwolves' starting lineup.
With Cat, Karl-Anthony Towns. With
Cat, Wiggins, Derrick Rose.
Wow.
Yeah. Scraped him.
Damn.
Was screaming at Cat, Andrew Wiggins, Tom Thibodeau, and Scott Layden, the general manager, you fucking need me. Like, a lot. Which...
Obviously.
This is looking like he's going to need it. And then this is a this is a big one here. Jimmy Butler yelled to the VP of marketing, get me a salad for lunch, balsamic vinaigrette, and then dropped a three over Wiggins.
Wow.
Big swinging dick. I think that's what Kirk Cousins was doing today, by the way.
Jimmy Butler might be my new favorite basketball player now after that story.
He's a boss, dude. That's some boss shit.
Yeah.
He's followed up by saying that they were like, do you think that was the right thing to do? And he was like, no, but I was out there being honest.
I saw that.
No one on the team wants to be honest. Like, wants to be honest. If they came up and were like, yo, you're being out of pocket. Like, you need to chill. Like, I'd be like, yeah, you're probably right. But, you know, I'm so emotional right now. I'm just getting after it. And he was like, nobody wants to be honest on the team. I'm going to be fucking honest in everyone's face, and I don't give a shit. And it's like, yes.
I love that.
Do it.
I love that. Women's soccer, brain.
So... the U.S. women's national team has been playing in the tournament to qualify for the World Cup.
Okay.
And they've beaten... So, the first game on October 4th, they won 6-0 against Mexico. 3 days later, they beat Panama 5-0. 3 days later, they beat Trinidad and Tobago 7-0.
Isn't Trinidad and Tobago good?
I don't know.
Not as good as us.
Today, they beat Jamaica 6-0.
Damn.
I saw it when it was 5-0.
Yeah, earlier. Me too.
Jesus, man.
So our women's national team is going to fucking beat everybody in the World Cup next year.
Kicking ass. Yeah. Don't jinx them.
We can't jinx them.
I've been watching their highlights all week.
They're beyond the power of jinxes.
Oh, God. Yeah, like they're above a jinx.
They're above like...
7-0 is a lot.
That's a lot in a soccer game.
That's a lot.
That's... Yeah.
Alex Morgan's had hat tricks.
Alex Morgan? Oh, yeah. Okay, hold on. Morgan with two. Lavelle with two. Dunn, Horn, Heath. Mewis.
Carly
Lloyd with three.
Ooh.
Look it.
Damn. Oh, by the way, is Ertz right there?
Yeah.
That's Zach Ertz's wife.
That's Zach Ertz's wife, yeah.
Yeah.
She's
What's
boss.
Her name?
I don't remember Ertz. Her first name. I just remember seeing an article about her being like even more athletic than he is.
Being like she's even more better. Athletic because she plays at the international level.
Yeah.
And he only plays at the national level.
And she does work at the international level. And plays for the best team in the world.
She's literally the best level. In her sport at the international level.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy. They're that's really outrageous. Good. Alex Morgan is wifey.
Oh, 112%.
Like, yeah, and lightweight, so is Ertz too, but I can't. That's Zach's
all of them
girl.
Are. I love all of our women.
Yeah, our women's national team is amazing. Yeah.
Is Hope Solo still playing?
No, dude. Curtains. She's crazy. She's been like arrested and shit for like domestic abuse.
She you beats her that? Men.
She beat the shit out of her last husband. She beats her, her last boyfriend.
She Damn. Beats them.
He was a football player.
I'm kind of into that.
He was like a
show up your ass, cuz
good.
She was like a linebacker or something for the Seahawks, and he like got his ass whooped by Hope Solo or whatever her name is.
Damn,
she got the hands.
Oh, she's got the hands.
She got the hands.
She's as big as one of us.
She's bigger than me.
Yeah, for sure.
Still hit it.
I would too. Oh yeah. She's got the meat curtains, dude.
Yeah, she does. Hey. On the fappening.
That shit. I'm gonna save my comment.
That shit. It looks like somebody threw a hand grenade in a deli.
Beautiful butthole. Though. Beautiful butthole.
By the way, shouts to our regular listener Bernie, who continually prompts us to talk about women's soccer.
Yeah,
we finally got to you.
Now we have stuff to talk about because we're whipping ass.
Yep.
All these international matches, though.
So there was a football game in Britain today, per the Uge, and
barely.
Apparently British people complain about how long football games are. they didn't realize how long football games took to play.
They watch soccer on the rig. Fuck them.
Yeah. At least we score in our game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least they got a show today from the Seahawks.
Yeah, at least one team was exciting out there.
Before we get started, just a real quick development that Billy and I saw. I don't know if you're in the room for this, but there is a kick calculator that existed on Sunday Night Football where they took Steven Gostkowski's field goal that was good, and then they measured the speed and how far away they were, and then after, like, they have all that information at the bottom, they tell you how good, how long the kick is good for. So he kicked like a 52 yarder or something, but it told us that it was good from 57. It was awesome.
It kind of looks like the home run stat thing off the bat, which I don't believe in.
Nah.
Like, it was still cool.
It looks made up to me. It real
it
cool.
It was really
like,
cool.
No, I definitely. I
choose to believe in it.
I made you make a note, but I still don't believe it. But it was cool.
I got to see it. It was real cool. It. I didn't see it. I'm sad.
All right, let's dive into football.
Football. First game on Thursday. Philly versus the Giants.
Ooh.
Eagles won 34-13.
Yeah, the Giants look like shit in this game.
Yeah, they did. Oh, my God, they did.
Saquon Barkley, dude.
He's
something else.
He hurdled every player on the Philly defense in one play that game.
Dude. Yes.
The Browns should have took Saquon.
Jesus.
Yeah, Saquon. Everyone should have taken Saquon.
Saquon had over 200 yards, all-purpose yards.
Whoever had the first pick in the draft Saquon's senior season in high school should have taken Saquon.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Al Davis didn't try and draft him at some point. Like, when he was in middle school still.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I heard stories on the broadcast. Apparently, he had calves like that when he was, like, 10.
Well.
Yeah. I remember that.
Ow.
Despite Saquon, the Eagles pretty much dominated this game. Eli Manning looked as shitty as OBJ prompted us.
Yeah.
19 yards from 300.
OBJ didn't do shit.
And he was shitty out there.
Yeah.
He had 6 for 44, and his longest was 12 yards for OBJ. I understand why he's pissed. I'd be pissed too, dude.
Yeah.
You got a fucking Super Bowl winning quarterback playing ass.
Plus, Carson Wentz threw, Carson Wentz threw two people named DeAndre Carter, Dallas Goedert, and Wendell Smallwood.
Wendell Smallwood's their starting running back now.
No, he's not.
Look at maybe.
How did he do on your team?
Not very good.
Yeah. That was an ass kicking. Let's move on. OBJ was a freak per the usual and threw another temper tantrum.
Yeah.
Bears Dolphins.
Don't let the Giants sneak into the wild card.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're in prime right now.
Are they looking good, Bill?
Yeah.
Giants watch?
Yeah.
Giants watch.
Real good.
Chicago, Miami. Miami wins 31-28 in the final seconds. Kenyon Drake fumbled the ball in overtime at the 1 yard line.
What a goof.
Yard line.
Yeah.
What a goof.
And then he sat and cried on the sidelines for two drives because the Bears drove and didn't score. And then the Dolphins came back and kicked a field goal to win it all.
Can I shout out Frank Gore real quick?
You sure can. He was this big-ass dick.
Big-ass hog on him, running the rock.
Man, he's got a hog. Watch the slow-mos of Frank Gore coming around the edge and really keying on that crotch.
Frank Gore.
Ladies, Ladies, you know what I'm talking about.
Go on private browser and Google Frank Gore.
No, don't private that. Let people know.
Khalil Mack didn't show up for this game today either. He only had like 1 point.
You know who did show up? Brock Osweiler.
The Brocket Chip.
Let me see what notes I have.
Had those two touchdowns to Albert Wilson.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, Albert Wilson went off. Leonard Floyd body slammed Danny Amendola. That's the second time that Danny Amendola has been body slammed in an NFL game in his career.
Mm-hmm.
The first being Rolando McClain on the Oakland infield.
Yep.
When Danny Amendola was a Ram.
Good times.
That was a while. Yeah. That was a while ago.
Yeah. That happened to the same receiver.
Good times.
That
good
sucks,
times.
Dude. He's a little guy. It happens.
There was a touchdown from Osweiler to O'Leary, which sounded like an arena football connection to me.
Nick O'Leary.
Osweiler to O'Leary.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And it looked like the Bears were borrowing the alternate uniforms from the Ricky Williams era Dolphins.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Let's move on.
Next game. We got Buffalo at Houston.
Nathan Peterman out here winning games.
For Houston. Nathan Peterman is the best quarterback that the Houston Texans have had all season.
Throwing that touchdown pass there at the end.
Nathan Peterman made us think that he was good for a second. He threw that touchdown in the corner of the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, who was that to? Scroll down. I feel like I should know this. It was Zay Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then sure enough, throws two back-to-back picks.
Like, throws a pick six to seal it.
Yeah, Jonathan and then Joseph.
Comes back on the next play to throw another pick to really seal it.
He is as bad of a person that has a job as anyone I've ever met. He is worse at being a quarterback than Kevin Malone is at being an accountant.
With his interceptions, he's getting in the Schaub range right now of like.
Oh, I think he's already like clouds above.
He hasn't thrown as many pick sixes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, but Nathan Peterman is a second year player.
Yeah, but.
And he's had like 2 5 pick games or some crazy shit
No, 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 no. But Schaub's known for the pick sixes. Pick six.
Schaub is. That's true. All right, yeah. Verdict is still out on Nathan Peterman. There should be a Hall of Fame for people who are, like, just the worst.
Yeah.
And he can be in there with Matt Schaub. And Danny Werfel.
Ryan Leaf.
Jamarcus Russell.
Yeah. Falcons, Buccaneers. Falcons beat the Buccaneers 34-29.
This game was actually really close at the end. Tampa Bay in the second half came out slugging. Jameis threw for 385 yards and 4 touchdowns today.
Jesus.
Oh, real quick. Yeah. I forgot to look at this note about Houston Buffalo real quick. I did have a funny note. Nathan Peterman could be fixed if receivers backpedaled their routes.
Probably not. He'd probably still throw interceptions.
No, Nathan Peterman could be the best quarterback of all time if all of his receivers just started at the line like they were corners.
No, all right. See, what you need to do is have your receiver playing on the line be turned around, and then your receiver off the line play like a normal receiver.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like you're covering your own receiver.
Yeah.
And then he.
But then the receiver that's pretending to be a receiver just lets the corner play him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I like that. Yeah, that'll work.
That is pretty good.
Sean McDermott, listen up.
Yep. There we go. We're going to win you some games.
Tampa Bay, Atlanta, 34-29, Atlanta. Jameis Winston is stupid, and so is his lineman.
Yeah.
Jameis Winston got hit. Now, Brian and I actually fought about this because Brian thought it was a dirty hit.
Mm-hmm.
Jameis Winston didn't slide.
Mm-mm.
And he was running out of bounds. Like, he was going towards out of bounds, but he wasn't out of bounds when he got hit. He got popped real good because he didn't slide. And then his lineman came over and tried to start a fight with the guy that hit him. Even though no flags were thrown.
I would have done that.
Mm-hmm. You would have done what?
I would have went and fought that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Would you have also hit Jameis Winston?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Both sides.
Yeah,
both sides. So
what you're saying doesn't necessarily mean that it's right. It just means that you would have done it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm saying
that was a free hit on a quarterback that the guy probably shouldn't have took, but I would have took it anyways.
If it's on other quarterbacks, too, I think they're flagging it.
Yeah, and if it's on a non-rushing quarterback, if that's Tom Brady running out of bounds and someone hits him 2 steps away from the sideline, all Six Flags, yeah. 7, 8, 9, 3 fucking hats, a couple bean bags. A ref might fucking pull a shoe and throw a sock in there.
Ooh, the Zoolander trick where they get their underwear out of their pants without taking their pants off.
Like, yeah.
And then throw that on the field.
I think if it would have been a non-rushing quarterback, that it might have been called. Mm-hmm. But rushing quarterbacks put themselves out there in those situations, so
and
they deserve the hits.
He didn't slide at all. Mm-mm. He could have easily cut up field. Mm-hmm. Like, he didn't, and he wasn't going to, but he could have.
And then that last call, the last play of the game, was real suspect with the quarterback draw.
Only because it didn't work.
Yeah.
Deshaun that Jackson, had like, if Deshaun Jackson catches that,
yeah, he makes
touchdown. He was walking in.
Yeah.
That's 100% real, actually.
Yeah, that was actually Mike Evans' fault.
Yeah,
that was. And also, I was watching Julio Jones today, and I was stoned, and I started to imagine a world where Julio Jones and Michael Vick played together, and then I went and masturbated. I wanted to share that with you so you could, like, maybe think about it yourself.
If only, man. If only.
Yeah.
Here's the big stat of Julio Jones, though, again.
What is it?
No.
No TDs, yeah.
But
can't
look
find
at
that end zone.
Look at that.
10 receptions is pretty good, though. And Austin Hooper came through for me today. That was good.
Who is that?
Austin Hooper is their tight end.
I've only known one Hooper.
Yeah, that's the same.
Oh, okay.
Cardinals, Vikings. Vikings win 27-17. This game doesn't matter.
Kirk Cousins threw that juke.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins. And then that cool dance move.
Yeah, I think that was swinging dick one.
No, that was Thielen. Thielen did it before.
I think it's the swinging dick one where they're doing that thing.
It was a cool move. I like the dance move.
Adam Thielen is the best wide receiver in the NFL right now.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, he's got the most yards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Every long-haired tight end is kajused.
Everyone.
I saw a guy he was just a tight end, just a white tight end with long hair, and I was like, that's kajused. That's the same guy. Probably not.
It wasn't.
I don't know who that is.
Kajus from Hard Knocks?
Didn't watch
it. Oh, never mind.
Never mind. All right. Next game. Chargers-Browns.
Chargers-Browns. 38-14 Chargers.
Yeah. Chargers went off today.
They did. Melvin Gordon was not to be stopped.
Nope. Hit 132 yards rushing and 3 touchdowns.
With 3 on the ground.
I don't have a single note for this game.
Geno Smith got some snaps?
What's going on? Yeah, he got 1 snap. Geno Smith went 1 for 1 in 8 yards.
The Browns got robbed in this game, though, on like 2 occasions.
They did, actually.
One time, Russell Okung definitely false started.
It was by mere seconds.
It was like, hey, he false started and didn't go after Phillip Rivers. Could have for sure caught Phillip Rivers before he threw the touchdown pass to Tyrell Williams. But what are you going to do? You're the Browns. You're going to get fucked. That's kind of the point. That's why you're there.
Yeah. Baker Mayfield. Does he got it?
I think so. 22 for 46 that's a lot of passes. Do you think that they brought the Browns back in the late 90s because they were like, we don't have anyone to just shit on all week or all season?
No.
We need a team to prey on.
No.
No.
Yeah, I don't think so either, but it would make sense.
They've had like the Bengals and a bunch of teams. The Seahawks.
The Browns are just trash.
The Seahawks, people forget the Seahawks were real trash up until like 6 years ago.
They weren't trash in the Steve Largent days. And then what about Sean Alexander days with Matt Hasselbeck?
They weren't good. They had one good year.
They went to the Super Bowl and lost to the Steelers.
They had that, yeah, they had that one run. But other than that, like, Sean Alexander was good.
Yeah.
Throughout that time.
But
whatever happened,
the Seahawks themselves weren't.
He got old like running backs do.
Oh.
Colts, Jets,
game of the day.
Let's not spend a ton of time
here.
Dude,
today's slate was lightweight garbage.
It was real trash.
There were some shitty things about it. 42-34, Jets beat the Colts. Can we move on?
If you would have told me to bet the over, I would have laughed in your face.
I know. Yeah. I wouldn't have told you to do that because that would be silly, but it is what it is. Redskins narrowly beat the Panthers 23-17. That was actually a really good game.
Alex Smith with the yards.
That's a typical Alex Smith game, dude. He's 21 for 36.
163.
4.5 yard average.
Wow. In classic Smith fashion.
But, touchdowns, no interceptions.
Cam Newton's a running back that throws the ball sometimes.
Oh, yeah. I saw him like
He push legit pushed running. A center. Just
pushed him
5 yards for push. A first down. Like stiff arming his
like
own
that
dude.
Center
like
wasn't moving.
Ram.
Cam Newton came behind him and just said, "Please, sir, keep moving."
He was a meat shield. No. That's what he was.
Adrian Peterson ran
by the
for
way,
97 today.
Wow. Look at him. By the way, Christian McCaffrey, we saw his brother.
Ooh.
Who was a backup quarterback for the University of Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Run like a 45-yard play.
Untouched. The man is fast.
He's a McCaffrey.
He's got some wheels
on.
They don't make slows. Oh, yeah. They were telling us like the history of his family yesterday, and he had like 6 people who've been in like professional sports or international contests.
Yeah.
Shit like that.
It's in the blood.
Great-grandpa was a like Olympic wrestler. Or no, grandpa. Grandpa on mom's side was like an Olympic wrestler. Mom is was an Olympic soccer player, and dad was Ed McCaffrey.
Brother is Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, Christian McCaffrey. And so it goes.
Yeah.
Circle gets the square.
Circle gets the square.
Ooh, Seattle, Oakland. Bill?
Derek Carr died.
Cheerio, mate.
Oakland shopping Amari Cooper. I forgot his name for a second. I kept wanting to call Antonio Cromartie.
What?
Amari Cooper and Carl Joseph, both of them. Your thoughts?
The Raiders have too many first-round picks they don't want to pay later.
It's not working that. Who else? Bruce Irvin's a first-round pick, but he's already not a big guy.
I just mean Amari Cooper and Carl Joseph.
Oh, just those guys?
Yeah.
Two is too many.
Yep.
Yep.
They got rid of Mac, and they're just keep it going.
Just keep it going.
Keep it going.
I mean, Amari Cooper, it can be argued that it's time to trade him. Like, I don't know if that's true, but it could be argued. But I don't get Carl Joseph at all. They haven't even given him a chance.
This is Amari's third season?
Fourth.
Yeah. Yeah, after the rookie contract's up.
With his dropsy season last season and all the other shit.
But the offense as a whole regressed last season.
That's true.
You can't just put it on him.
No, I agree. I agree with you. But I think they are.
Oh, yeah, they definitely are. But the Raiders are just fucky right now. Like, it's not good over there.
It's not.
Whatever's going on, there's a disconnect between John Gruden and the front office.
Yeah.
Because when he was asked about shopping around Amari Cooper, his response was...
Very,
he didn't know that was going on at all response.
Yeah.
So.
Marshawn Lynch only had 13 carries for 45 yards today?
Yeah, dude. Wasn't very good.
What's that about?
The Raiders just played like poop today.
John, what you doing, man?
I don't know, man.
27-3, Seahawks win.
Fucking whatever.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's too much going on to get into it, really.
Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, 28-21, Pittsburgh. This was a good game, too.
This was a really good game.
Ben Roethlisberger caught his own pass after it was tipped twice by Bengals players.
Yep, got 2 yards.
Yeah, that was impressive. Vance McDonald is an actual superhero. I've decided to call him the Mega Mac, which is like a Big Mac, but even more mega.
Vance McDonald's a monster.
Also, a Mega Mac was what they called the Big Mac on my deployment to Egypt, and it was 2 patties and 2 pieces of cheese twice.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was crazy. And it was the normal size of like what Big Macs were when they first came out, too.
I wish I would have got McDonald's on my deployment.
Yeah, it was awesome. Fedulum sounds like a word for pre-cum.
That's exactly what that means.
Yeah, fedulum is the safety for the Bengals.
Is it?
Yep.
Sounds like jizz.
Yeah, I agree. That's why I wrote it down. And Vontaze Burfict only plays on rundowns.
Does he really?
Yeah.
It's a real thing?
They kept taking him out on thirds.
Well, I mean...
Every time.
He's fat and slow.
But then replace him.
Nah, but he's good against the run.
Yeah, dude, he's good in 10 yards inside the box. Outside that box.
I think it's weird that Vontaze Burfict's coming out on plays where people might be passing. That seems like, why are you even on the team?
And probably because they don't want him to kill anybody.
That's true. If you take him out once every 3 downs, there's a less likelihood of him stomping someone's throat.
He missed he had to pay up equivalent of two games or a game check last year.
Yeah.
On fines or some, it was some crazy number.
Let's see. Who did good today?
Ooh,
James Conner went off today. James Conner.
Did go off today. Juju Smith-Schuster continues going
7
off.
For 111. Wow.
Antonio Brown.
16-yard average.
Antonio Brown, my dog.
5 for 105 is a crazy statistic. That's 21-yard average. That's wild. And a touchdown.
His last touchdown, or his last touch of the game, was a touchdown. With 10 seconds left, he scored the game-winning touchdown. Yeah.
By the way, the Bengals had Eifert and Croft out today. Their third stringer, CJ Uzoma, was their starting tight end today. Really? And they still came within 7.
Oh, yeah.
I think the Bengals are here to stay. I know they lost today, but Pittsburgh is a good team, too.
I don't believe in the Bengals.
The Bengals look good for some reason. I can't figure it out.
I think the best team in the AFC North is the Ravens right now.
The Bengals will miss the wild card by, like,
half a game.
2 games, probably. Yeah, probably. No, like half a game.
Yeah, because of this tie.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah.
I forget about ties.
The Bengals will miss the playoffs, like,
yeah, they will.
Barely.
Yeah, oh, they yeah. will.
But their coach will still not be on the hot seat for whatever reason.
Rams Broncos. Rams win 23-20. This wasn't as close as it as the score looks like it is.
I don't know, man.
I don't know, man.
Rams really letting teams hang out.
I don't know. I was watching the whole game, and at no point did I feel nervous.
I mean, right there at the end, the last like 5 minutes.
Todd Gurley, career high.
208 yards rushing.
Yeah.
That man's a horse.
He's crazy. He glides around.
He's way too.
The earth's moving him around.
Yeah, like when he's running, it just looks like it's nothing to him.
It looks like the earth is a treadmill. Yeah. Oh, there he is right there. Hmm? He was just on the screen.
Emmanuel Sanders for the Broncos went off today.
Can we talk real quick about Cooper Kupp dying and then being resurrected from the flames?
Yeah, he got hard horse collar tackled today. Yeah. He hurt his knee or his ankle. I don't know what it
was. His ankle, he bent it all crazy. I looked away when they showed the injury because I was too sad.
You thought his leg was going to fall off?
I love Cooper. Yeah.
Toradol is a hell of a drug.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For sure, yeah. They had like 3 players go out like in the first half and then come back in the second half for the Rams.
The Rams keep doing that. Marcus Peters already came back.
And
Akeem Talib's going to be back next week.
I didn't even know he's hurt.
Mm-hmm. Everybody on the Rams is on steroids, and I'm not apologizing for it.
Rams let them stick around too long.
Yeah, 23-20, though. We're still 6-0.
Yes.
Suck it. Ooh, oh, okay.
This is hurtful. This is wow.
Cowboys, Jaguars. I tried something cool today. I did this with 2 games. I have a fastest 2 minutes for this game.
Okay.
I want you guys to give me a 1 out of 5 rating.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
1 being the highest or 5 being the highest?
5.
Okay.
4, 3. Blake was born into Bortles as Jason Gordon Ramsey slipped around with broth in his shoes. Michael galloped the Cowboys into the end zone for his first ever TD catch. Cowboys lassoed the Jaguars 40-7.
0.
No, it wasn't good?
No.
All right. I think my other one's better. Man, you guys are a tough-ass crowd.
Thank
Whatever.
You.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, we are.
Anyway, yeah, the Jaguars look like trash today.
They look like absolute dog shit today.
Yeah.
I don't know.
God, you guys are boring. Oh, I'm so bummed
I'm
out
so
by that.
I'm so bummed out.
That's not what I sound like.
Sad.
Are you going to... What? You're just skipping the game?
No, I didn't mean to do that.
I have no comment. Yeah. Conor McGregor was there.
Conor McGregor can't throw the football.
Dallas beat the shit out of the
Whoop
Jaguars.
Your ass, though.
It was yeah, this game sure. was hard to watch. Man.
Not Khabib's. Yeah, Zeke went. Everybody went off for the Cowboys.
Cole
today.
Beasley,
Dak Michael Gallup,
career high
Gallup
rushing yards.
Who?
Dak.
Did he? 82. Yeah. That's pretty good. That's actually really good.
I don't know, man. This game was fucking trash.
Nobody can run. Oh, they don't have a rushing attack though. The Jags don't.
Yeah, because what's his name? Leonard Fournette's leg, like his hamstrings just keep like falling off the bone.
I'm telling you, he was too good. He was going to, it's the Bo Jackson effect.
He looks too tight when he runs.
Well, I had him for his year.
You did.
Yeah.
Congrats.
And I didn't draft him this year. So.
There you go.
I did good.
Because you're Nostradamus.
I did good.
Oh, man.
Oh,
this was my favorite game of the week.
This is the game of the day.
Ravens, Titans. The Ravens won 21-0, but the big thing here is that Marcus Mariota was sacked 11 times.
On 10 completions.
He had 10 completions.
He had to stand up more times than he completed a pass today.
That's, oh my God. Yeah, and he got.
I feel like they had less than 30 plays, like offensive plays.
It seems like it.
That's what that looks like.
So 15 passing attempts and 14. What the fuck?
20. They've ran 29 plays a day.
Well, okay, but you're not counting the 11 sacks.
Yeah, that's 29.
Do we have a time of possession on this game?
I don't know. I'm looking.
No.
Go to
team stats.
Yeah.
Doesn't total. Say. Oh wait.
Wow. They had 40 total plays.
Jesus Christ.
That's a bad look.
That's a real bad look.
Wow.
Bad look.
They had 106 total yards.
They only had 7 first downs.
Jesus.
Oh my God.
This did not get any better.
They only had a...
All right.
Here it is. Down, right there. Keep going.
37-34 yeah. Ravens, 22-26 Tennessee.
Yes.
That's pretty lopsided.
It's very lopsided. Yeah,
that's wild.
That's like 2/3 to 1/3 of time of possession almost.
Yeah, that's a lot, man.
Yeah, the Ravens almost had it twice as much of the time.
That's how you win games.
That is how you win games.
Just hold that fucking ball forever.
Hold that tiger.
Yeah, that was a fun game to watch.
That was. Watched a lot of sacks.
I like that game. And
ooh, most exciting game of the day.
New England, Kansas City. This is the other one that I have a fastest 2 minutes for, and I think that you guys are going to like this one. But probably not, because you guys are fucking haters.
Go ahead.
All right, here we go. Harry Butker shaved points off the Patriots' lead in Gillette Stadium as Stoney Sony Michel rode the lazy river into the end zone for TDs. Trey Flounders put on swim moves that Eric Fisher couldn't hook. Patrick Star Mahomes appeared to be on a collision course to Earth, but blew up at the final moment in true fashion of a dying celestial body. In the second half, Kareem Hunt sauced defenders all over the field as the Patriots couldn't catch up to the Kansas City running back. Tyreese Hill was fast and furious, zigzagging defenders and hitting the NOS into the end zone. But in the end, it was Gostkowski to abruptly chill the Chiefs, and there's no funny puns for Gostkowski. Patriots win 43-40.
Better.
Two.
To come the fuck on. That was good. That was fucking craftsmanship.
Two.
Get the fuck out of here. You guys are haters. I quit the podcast. It's over.
I'll give you a note.
Okay.
A little less.
A little less on what?
A little less. That's all I'm going to say.
No,
that's
my I like. Note. Okay.
A little less.
But I didn't do enough on the Jaguars one. I just wanted to see if it worked. It sounded like fun.
Two.
Actually, I'm not going to work on it. That was a one-time thing. But it was fun. This was a good game. Are you guys going to say something?
It was good. They were really scoring back and forth there in the back half of that. But yeah. Like the first half, not so much there on the funness in the game.
Mm-mm. That game looked like it was about to get real out of hand for the Chiefs.
Oh.
But then old Patrick Mahomes, he came back. He came back 15 points, by the way.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good.
352.
He threw for 352, 4 touchdowns. Two INTs, though. Tom Brady had a rushing touchdown.
Those were his first two interceptions this
I don't think
he
so.
Had, he
I
has
think
six
he
had, now.
He has six now?
Six? Yeah. No, he doesn't.
He threw 4 in the last 2 weeks.
But those were his only
maybe four. It's four.
He hadn't thrown any until last week.
Maybe it's four.
It was weird to see Tom Brady get a rushing touchdown that wasn't like
he got hit as he was going in and before he made the decision to go in he was being hit
well that was a very fishy situation there because he looked like he threw it and it looked like the defender didn't want to get the flag for the whole tackle after the throw thing and he kind of just let him go
but he also thought that he thought that Brady let the ball go.
Yeah, he thought that Brady threw it, so he let go of him.
Yeah.
And then Brady was
that is bull. I didn't even think about that. Like, I thought that he just let up on him because he thought the ball was thrown because he doesn't need to keep tackling him.
Yeah.
But no, it's because it's the roughing thing.
He would have got flagged for roughing the passer.
And
fined.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look what you're doing, NFL. Roger, you piece of fucking shit.
Yeah, you're letting
you fucking
Tom Brady get rushing touchdowns that are longer than a yard. This is unacceptable.
You piece of fucking butthole corn.
Your rule caused this.
It's a dirty piece of corn.
Yeah.
Your rule caused this.
Yeah. So the Patriots ended up coming out.
Yeah.
Like, what else? And tomorrow night. No, tonight.
Tonight,
Monday night,
on Monday night,
we have the Packers and the Niners.
Yesterday night, if this is Tuesday for you.
Yeah.
Two nights ago, if it's on Wednesday.
Three. No, that's enough.
Yes. Over tomorrow, if you're somehow in the past on Saturday.
Yeah.
That spun me around.
Thank you.
All right, that's our show. You can find us at Farting at the Urinal on Instagram and FatU_Pod on Twitter. You can find me at FatU_Guru everywhere.
LUKY. Charms 31.
You can find your boy Brain at FatU_Brain on Instagram and Twitter. Go check us out on iTunes, Spotify, Podbean, SoundCloud. At your mom's house, all that bullshit.
Damn. At your grandma's.
At your grandma's, eating that nice warm pie.
What's that mean?
You know what it means.
Love y'all.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
upon parcel. Well, it's probably been said that it's always been said we were already dead. Now I could sit here and babble you with shallow babble and a bunch of punchlines you probably won't get or even use some big words that you'd have to look up, but I'm not a teacher, so go ahead and close your book up. I could tell a fairy tale so convincing and keep a straight face from beginning to happy ending. I could waste 32 bars telling you how to live, knowing damn well I used MTV Cribs for the blueprint. I could bore you to death with my past relationships or a little ditty about Jack and Diana. I could go back to childhood, dig up them skeletons and spit them at you with a catchy hook. Look, I could strike a nerve with some four-letter words that'll make Richard Pryor proud, or better yet, I could sing a jingle that'll contort and mingle every single solitary letter in the alphabet. I can tell you whatever you want to hear, but if I just said hello, would you listen to me? I can sell a blind man new ears if I just said hello, would you listen to me? I'm trying hard to make it perfectly clear, but I'm dying because there ain't nobody listening to me. Been relying on myself for more than 22 years and I ain't crying, I just need someone to listen to me. Break a break again, I get some reply, and maybe some kind of sign to let me know that you're listening to me. Just from time to time, I get lost in my mind, it's hard to find someone to listen to me. My ears were open when you needed some, get someone, now I'm hoping to hear something besides echoes every time I say hello. I could talk about my duds and my thrift store scores, but that probably wouldn't interest you. And why should it? I mean, I've seen a lot of shit in 22 years, but your feet in my shoes is not something I recall. And I've been known to drink 22 beers before a show, cause otherwise I probably wouldn't have the balls. I could make references to books I never read for the sake of sounding conscious, but that's just obnoxious. I could take off these bandages and expose these paper cuts and put them in the air with both my middle fingers up, or talk about myself in third person like I'm better than you, cause there's nothing else better to do. I could attack your character from 80 different angles, cleverly explaining exactly how whack you are, but why do that when it's a well-known fact you buying this CD is potentially feeding me? Come on. I can tell you whatever you wanna hear, but if I just said hello, would you listen to me? I can sell a blind man new ears if I just said hello, would you listen to me? I'm trying hard to make it perfectly clear, but I'm dying because there ain't nobody listening to me. Been relying on myself for more than 22 years and I ain't crying, I just need someone to listen to me. Break a break again, I get some reply and maybe some kind of sign to let me know that you're listening to me. Just from time to time, I get lost in my mind, it's hard to find someone to listen to me. My ears were open when you needed something, so now I'm hoping to hear something besides echoes every time I say hello.
Ice water turn Atlantic, night calling in a phantom. Told them hold it, don't you panic. Took an island, fled the mansion. Drop the roof, more expansion. Drive a coupe, you can stand it. Your bitches undercover, I'm an ass and titty lover. Guess we all been for each other. Now that all the dogs free, and we out in these streets. Can you do it, can you pop it for me?
Pull up in a demon on guard, looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit, it's that Z shit. Pull up in a demon on guard, looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod.
shit, it's that Z okay. shit. Blow the brains out the coop. Pully one on top, but I'm on mute. I'ma bust her wrist down cause she cute. Fuck her on the yacht, I've been a pool. She an addict, addict for the lifestyle in the paddock. Daddy, how you ever felt Chanel fabric? I be dripping to death, I need a casket. And we got more strikes in the rough, we foul tech 'em. In the middle of the field, like David Beckham. All my niggas locked up for real, I'm tryna help them. When I got a meal, got me the chills, don't know what happened. Pop pill, do what you feel, I'm on that zombie. I'm more like a Gaddafi, I'm not no Gandhi. I'm more like I'm David Goliath running. Niggas be cloning, I find it funny. Clone. We from the north, straight out the dungeon. From the north. I go in the mouth, she costing me nothing. 300 the watch, it's out of your budget. Mean mugging got me clutching. Yeah. And it stick right out of Russia.
Ice water turn Atlantic. Night calling in a phantom. Told them, hold it, don't you panic. Took an olive at the mansion. Drop the roof, more expansion. Drive a coupe, you can stand it. Bridges undercover. I'm an ass and titty lover. Guess we all meant for each other. Now that all the dogs free. And we out in these streets. Can you do it? Can you pop it for me?
Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit, it's that Z shit. Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit, it's that Z shit. In a Hellcat cause I'm a Hellraiser. Self made, I don't owe a nigga man favor. When you get that money, nigga, keep your heart. I'm sliding in a coupe, ain't got no key to start. I got to follow me in BET Awards. When your well run dry, you know you need me for it. When I pull up in a Buick, you know what I'm doing. If the police get behind me, fleeing any lure. Sleeping on the pallet, turn me to a savage. I'm a Project Baby 9, staying Calabash. Like I'm still surfing, like I'm still jacking. I be sipping on lean, trying to keep balance. Hit that Z-Walk, dicky with my Reebok. I don't say much, I just let the heat talk. Your jewelry water whoop, diamonds like re-rock. My little baby rock that dick like C-Lock. When I stepped up on the scene, I was on a beam. When I jumped up out the beam, I was in saline. Baby girl, you just a fleen, that ain't what I mean. Money busting out my jeans like I do skiing. Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit, it's that Z shit. Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit, it's that Z shit.
Excuse the me. Cutest that
excuse me
those sneezes
no
it's the cutest coughs I've ever heard.
Oh shit, I remember my show.
I got the black lung pop.
Fuck, did y'all have a simple jack in your unit?
Yeah.
Half of my unit was Simple Jack.
That's, it's not fair. I mean, like, you know. You know what I mean.
I feel like every person in the Marines is Simple Jack.
That's also not fair. There's got to be, like, the Simple Jack.
I don't know if there does.
No, there does. It can't be a whole room of Simple Jacks. Then it's just Jacks in there. Someone's got to go pick them all up.
None of them are more or less simple. Yeah. They're just all Jacks.
It's just all Jacks in there.
Then suddenly there's a new bar to what simple is.
Exactly.
That's fair.
You would need a simpler jack.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. You're right. Y'all want to get started?
Been waiting on you, man.
Okay.
Been waiting on you.
You have? I don't even know if we're recording yet.
I remembered my shout.
That's awesome. Are we recording? Are you really going to do this to me again?
Are you going to make me?
No.
Well, how am I going to know whether or not I can start the show if I don't know whether we're recording or not?
I mean, if you started...
Okay, we're recording.
And then I'm
based
like,
on what I know last week.
I'm like, yeah, but wait, then, hold up. We're not recording yet.
Yeah, but I don't want you to treat me like Pam treats Michael Scott, where she just stays on the line and doesn't put the call through to make sure that he doesn't fuck up his first, like, introduction to the phone call.
But I don't do that.
I just fuck with you.
Yeah. Tomato, tomato.
No.
No one says tomato.
No one says tomato or potato.
People say potato.
Potate.
Who says potato?
The potate.
To potate is to...
No, the potate.
The potate.
The potate.
What's that?
Potato.
Potato.
But like the one.
Okay. I know what that means. I don't.
I know.
Neato, gang.
Neato. The arsonist has oddly shaped feet. I think that's my favorite one.
New York.
Or the human torch was denied a bank loan. That's a good one, too.
New York. I don't believe you. It's one of my favorite things to say.
I don't believe you.
Just a nice little... I don't believe you.
I found weed in the Xbox controller just now. That's cool.
It's not where weed goes.
No, but if I were to find something in the Xbox controller, weed is high on the list.
Mm-hmm.
At least it wasn't like old, nasty food.
That's true.
I've done that.
Although, if I smoke that weed, it'll make me want to eat old, nasty food.
I'm pretty sure I've left pizza cheese in my Xbox controllers when I was in the Army.